you, Chris. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 14, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo, and this evening we are looking at the rights of young people in light of the upcoming International Day of the African Child.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to contribute live on air, you can give us a call at the number 001-202-619-2077. That number again is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandebele.com.
Good evening again for those of you who are joining us. And as you know, tonight we are discussing the upcoming day of the African Child. Zimbabwe will join other African countries this Thursday in commemorating the International Day of the African Child amid escalating poverty and joblessness among millions of young people. The day was officially designated by the Organization of African Unity, now known as the African Union, in 1991 to honor South African school children killed by the apartheid regime for demanding equality education in 1976.
Since then, the day has come to symbolize the hurdles that young people across the African continent face and their quest to overcome those challenges. And Zimbabwe is no exception. The country is facing serious economic problems that have seen many children drop out of school and many graduates failing to get jobs.
So as we do each and every Tuesday, we hope all young Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and in the diaspora will join us as we discuss this topic today. So send us your messages on our WhatsApp, send us your messages on our Twitter. And as you know by now, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages. So head over to VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, or VOA Ndebele to check out the live stream. Tunga.
Le tjona njani azulukandaba ikudibana lamhlanje ngolwesibili kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela amalungelo abantwana kanye labasakhulayo ngaphambilini kwelanga le International Day of the African Child elinanzwa ngamazwe ezwekazi leAfrica ngolwesine mhla ka 16 ngoJune. Leli langa lahlelwa inhlanganiso ye Organization of African Unity esisaziwa ngokuthi yi African Union ngomnyaka ka 1991 ngenjongo yokuhlonipha abantwana besikolo ababulawa nguhulumende wongcindezelo wakwele South Africa ngomnyaka ka 1976. Abantwana laba babetshengisela esitaladeni ukutshengisela liyawukhumbula konke okwaziwa ngokuthi yi-Soweto Uprising. Babe khonona ke ngemfundo ababeyithola eyayingelahlonzi njalo bekhonona ngokufundiswa ngolimi lwesi Afrikaans. Kwaziwai watereri kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chamunofarira zvikuru chebe chidigi, chirongwa che The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yekodzero dzevana pamwe chete nekodzero dzema youth tichitarisa zuva reInternational Day of the African Child icho richange richicherechedzwa muAfrica munyika dzakasiyana siyana dzemuAfrica nemusi wechina. Zuva iri rakatarwa mugore ra 1995. Ne Organization of African Unity riri nechinangwa chekurangarira vana vechikoro vakange vaurawa nehurumende yekuSouth Africa mugore ra 1976 apo vakange vachiratidzira vachishora udzamu hwedzidzo ya vakanga vachiwana uyezve vachinyunyuta nekudzidziswa nerurimi rweAfrikaans. Tinoziva vechidiki muZimbabwe iye zvino izvi vakatarisana nematambudziko akawanda kungava kushayikwa kwemabasa, kushayikwa kwemari. Tiri kuona vamwe vachiratidzira apa neapo vachisungwa. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi kuti kodzero dzenyu sevechidiki muZimbabwe muri kudzionawo sei.
And Tunga, of course, each year the Day of the African Child observes under a certain theme, and this year that theme will be the conflict and crisis in Africa protecting all children's rights. And according to the AU, this context of this theme, it remains most important for conflict-prone areas within the region. The main cause of conflicts and crisis in the continent is the benevolent violation of human rights. They go on to say that in many of these violations, it is the children that are most affected when it comes to conflict. Now, of course, in Zimbabwe, we know at this time we are not facing conflict in regards to war, but some would say that there is a conflict that young people are facing day to day that are impacting them, as we said earlier, issue of the socioeconomic conditions in Zimbabwe.
Indeed, and not only young people, you look at the economy, it's pretty messed up. Many people are struggling, there's no jobs. The business environment is just, you know, not friendly. And many people are really struggling to make ends meet. Some, you know, we have heard of, you know, different organizations gathering at the Africa Unity Square, demanding that President Robert Mugabe must step down because he has failed you know, to deliver on his job promises. They are also saying that he has outlived, you know, his welcome as president of Zimbabwe. By the way, you know, many young people have, you know, not only one leader in Zimbabwe, one president, and that's President Robert Mugabe. Young people like you and I in our, you know, 30s. Otherwise, you know, that's midlife. You reach that stage and you only know, you one know, president. One president. That's the reality. But some would argue that's the good part of democracy because those in ZANU-PF will argue that you know, Mr. Mugabe doesn't pick himself. These elections every, you know, now and then, and people choose him. So,
yeah, it's crazy. That, with that, Ntunga, let's go to our guest that we have on the line. Let's start off with Mekleo Mafumo. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thanks again for joining us, Mekleo Mafumo. Ntunga is the youth advisor with the World Federation of United Nations Association. I think I'm not sure which other guests we have on the line as of now, but we'll start off with you, Mekleo. You know, we did speak to you earlier on our news programs, but there are some people who are in our WhatsApp messages saying that they don't even know, you know, what happens on this day, what Zimbabwe will be doing to commemorate this particular day. Organizations are looking to commemorate this day in the country. What will be happening on Thursday?
Okay, just maybe to take you back on why children commemorate this day. I think we all understand that this is in memory of the students were massacred in South Africa in 1976 when they were protesting against education injustice, inequality, apartheid regime. So according to the African Union, by then, they then added to promote the issue of child rights by enacting this day as the Day of the African Child in June. So children all over Africa have a day in which they try and revisit some of the issues that are affecting them on their day-to-day lives, coming up with events and organizing programs that have significance to the children and putting them at the forefront on that specific day.
We are also joined by Promise Mkwananzi of the Tajamuka campaign. They are busy, you know, doing their stuff these days in Harare. Mr. Mkwananzi, good evening.
Thank you for a good evening.
We are looking ahead at the International Day of the African Child. Why is this important? And also, you know, relative to what you guys are doing as the Tajamuka campaign?
Well, this is a very, very important day as far as the memory which my colleague has just highlighted, the historical experiences of that day and the historical significance of that day to the young people of Africa. And in particular, it is very, very important to us, the young people of Zimbabwe, united under the campaign Tajamuka. And not just important, but also very...
That's a quintessential Mkwananzi mobiles. You know, his phones are always a problem.
I think we might have to gift him.
But we'll come back. You know, we'll try and call him back. Tidzo Kereguna Makliyo. Vama fumo tichi tarisa kwa zero ze vana ni mayuthi. Mungati takamira papi se nyika parisi.
Sema wanera nika zite panya ze kwa zero ze vana ni mayuthi mu Zimbabwe. Sekutara kwa nambu ita ndafunga pangwa ita mbota ora ya ndi kuti. Chitarisa ma constitution, chitarisa ma document, chitarisa ma NGO, ma civil society. Anona ne zekumira kwa zero ze vana ni mayuthi. Tinazu. Asikana takuchizoya paimplementation chaiyo chaiyo hapana chinowanika at the end of the day chiripo. Tikada kuona futi maprograms mazhinji anoitwa haasi kuisa mayouth pamberi ende mukaona maagendas mazhinji ari kutaurwa maagenda 2063 maagenda 2030 ndeyekutaura nesisusu mayouth ende ndiyo inoi nguva manje yekuti semayouth sevana takufanira kuti tichitora that leading role kuti patinozosvika kunana 2030 kunana 2063 tinokwanisa kunongedza kuti aiwa kuburikidza nemazuva akadai takakwanisa kupuwa mainput edu ipo zvinozvi ndosaka tiri papozisheni yatiri asi tichitarisa pamastructures ari mukati menyika hazvipo zvese izvozvo mayouth anozowanikwa pamasituation yekuti tikaonekwa kunzi kana kuti taida kuita noisi kana kuti taida kurivhota tinongotsvagirwawo zvinhu zvinongotivaraidza nguva iyoyo tobva tabviswa tension yedu pane zviri kuitika sekutarisa kwatikuita mukati mezimbabwe zvinozvi nesocial media panopostwa zvimwe zvinhu zvekuti attention yedu inotodivheta pane mareal economic issues anenge achiti affecta munyika zvaramba zvichingotidzorera kumashure saka ndingati tichiri nestruggle yakakura asi zvedu tiri on the right track kuti tikwanise kuwana that emancipation semayouth.
Thanks there, Mkoma McLeo. Just hold on the line. And Tunga, we have another guest joining us on the line. That is Patrick Danga. He's with the South Africa MDC Youth Assembly. Patrick, thank you for joining us on The Connection this evening.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. We understand that on Thursday you'll be commemorating the Day of the African Child in South Africa. Tell us more about what you guys will be doing.
Yeah, as the MDC Youth Assembly, we take this significant day as a very serious day to reflect on what the young person did in 1976, 16 June. It is a day that we are going to commemorate the Day of the African Child in Soweto, the Methodist Church, where we are going to spend the day with what we call unaccompanied children from Zimbabwe, who have been dumped actually by their young mothers and their young fathers in South Africa. So the Methodist Church is taking care of them. So we are there on the 16th to give give them hope, a message of hope, and try to see what is really affecting them and find out how we can help them.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that issue of migration that we're seeing when it comes to young people, in particular young Zimbabweans? How big of a problem is it as you're seeing it?
The problem is huge. Actually, I had a meeting with the authorities there, the Methodist Church, yesterday. They were citing that young ladies, when they got impregnated in Zimbabwe, mostly because there's nothing to do in Zimbabwe. So most young girls are sexually active, and they get pregnant at a young age. They opt to come to South Africa after facing economic hardships, and when they come to South Africa as border jumpers, they face hardships again in looking for jobs, the formal jobs, or even domestic jobs. Most of them, they opt for domestic jobs. So they end up dumping their children in the streets, and some of them, they come with them formally to the shelter and ask them to keep for them for a short time, but then they go for good. So the shelter has no option but to keep them. So far, there is exactly 53 children, yeah, minors, at their home.
Uh-huh. And we must say, you know, I think many people know when you talk about the Soweto uprising, there's a picture that has become synonymous with that tragedy, and that's the picture of Hector Peterson, you know, being carried bloodied and, you know, unresponsive, carried by this gentleman trying to get away. See, Penduke Kuwe, Mnumzana Mafumo, nxa sikhangela izinga lemfundo, sikhangele ngo-1980 ilizwe lithola uzibuse, lalapha esikhona kathesi. Ungathi abantwana besikolo bayakuthola konke abamele bekuthole yini? Bayayithola imfundo elungele ukuthi bazithole bephumelele empilweni?
Ya, khonapho nxa sifuna ukuthi sikhangele indaba yemfundo, singasikhangele indaba yabantwana. Ngakhangela ngenyaka ka-2000 khuluma le ndaba zama-MDG, sikhangele i-MDG number 2 eyayikhuluma ukuthi i-universal primary education for all. Sasikhangele ukuthi khonapho sesizafika ku-2015 half of abantwana bonke eZimbabwe bazokwanisa ukuhamba esikolo. But singakhangela i-statistics zangkhona ezeMDG number 2 zika-last year 2015, sesiphuma khona ama-results angkhona, asikwanisanga nje ukuthi abantwana abaningi bangene esikolo. Then sikhangela futhi ku-statistics ezikhona ku-Africa lapha zithi 57 million abantwana ba-out of school in-sub-Saharan Africa.
Linani elikhulu kakhulu lelo, 57 million. Ungabakwazi yini ukuthi eZimbabwe abantwana abangahambi esikolo bangakhi?
Nathi khangela abeZimbabwe ngabe le statistics zangkhona ezifanele ukuthi zibe khona, because i-status report yangkhona yama-MDGs yayingachasisanga kuhle sibili ukuthi abantwana abangakwanisanga ukuya esikolo ngabaphi. Because i-percentage ebabephumisa yileyana yokuthi sile 99.98% literacy rate eZimbabwe. Saka yena loo yiyabe ikhavakhava ukuthi inhamba yangkhona yabantwana abangahambe esikolo iphume. But ngasikhangela mina le ma-assessment esasibona izindaweni eziningi lapha eZimbabwe, ngithi half of abantwana lapha eZimbabwe abaphansi kwe-16 abaningi bangkhona abayi esikolo. Because ngazikhangela indaba leyo nade ngikhuluma futhi e-town ukuthi liyakhangela uyabona ukuthi i-same age yona le esikhuluma yokuthi from grade 0 kufika kumbe i-grade 7 abaningi abangikhona yibo abagcwele e-town ababa becela imali becela into ezijiyeneyo. Saka nangikhuluma ze ngibona nje le-statistics zangkhona ezingaphumiwo ezingicasisekekanga kuhle, ngithi engiwena half vela abayi esikolo sikhuluma nje khathesi.
Qhubeka ubambile khonapho Mnumzana Mafumo, that's McLeod there, giving us some very interesting statistic that in sub-Saharan Africa, currently there is 57 million kids who are out of school because of different circumstances. Sithathe umlaleli lapha ubekezela emzansi. Kunjani beke?
Yeah,
Hayi simnandi sifresh okwashabafana kunjani eGoli?
Eh hayi ekhona hey kuyabanda.
Hayi isikhathi sakhona baba.
Kunjani khona ngapho?
Ana ngapha kuchisa kubi.
Hey wadatha.
Uyavutha umlilo kuchisa be. Yey. Yey asu isungenile kuhlelo beke.
Yey ngiyabona. Uyazingisa ubuhlungu kabi ma ngabe kukhulunywa kanje-ke ngeyouth yalamhlanje. I-youth yalamhlanje ayisekho i-youth efana nale youth eyadlula ikeyenzeka la isoweto because le mfundo esikoleni ayisafani nasekuqaleni. Ama-patriotism abantwana vele sekuyinkosi sikelela nje nakhona and kunjalo nje abantwana basayi nasesikoleni. Uyafunda etrafic u-grade 7 thola ukuthi noma uthi ambalisa incwadi kufana nakudala kudala u-grade 7 bekwazi ukuthi abala incwadi futhi u-grade 7 bengafundisa but okwamanje i-grade 7 akakaze afundise noma sokutheni ngoba imfundo yakhona yona ingathi isile khampela sokusweleka bona othitshala bana uhlobo lidala lwakutsha alisekho ngoba sengathi imfundo yona nje vele ingathi yeza gcina iphithe iyouth ngoba mayiphu uzophuma esikole une-grade 7 mayefika ngale khaya udlulela etswaleni akasaphinde abe iyouth futhi sengubaba nokuthi ubaba kabana kakwazi sewubaba katwala kusho ukuthi sowungenye indlela nje siyibuleli ilizwe le.
Aha, wona umdlandla okuzabalaza esiubone eSoweto ngo-1976 bephakama abantwana bethi hayibo lento asifuna sivumelani layo. Ukhona yini umdlandla lowo uyawubona ebantwaneni?
Kwamanje angeke usibe khona ngoba angithi yabona kuke kwakhulunywa ngoze njengazo ehlelweni lapha kungani kuthiwa kwathonta umkhonto. So iyouth le yakudala leya uyakwazi kwakunento kwakuthiwa yishdala eyayisenzeka elizweni uma kulento engafundekiwe okwamanje kayisekho lo valo solukhona ebantwaneni
kuvele
nje kungeke kube kusafana nakudala ngoba omnye la esecabangele ethi kuzathiwa ngakhiphi ukuthi omnye la ecabangele ngakhiphi akusekho konke lokhuya akusekho lo mdlalo.
Hayi siyabonga beke ngokungena kuhlelo.
Siyabonga nami.
Aha, that was Begezela they tinemumwe mtereri parunare tatenda mkomati nashe kuche gutuko mkomati nashe makadi
kinabali
ya tinofara gurisei kuche gutu. Nah, that's good. Ma pinda muchirongo wa mkoma wangu.
Nah, that's good. Kukuti waze. Kutie zinuzi ngomu vila watene shitari siya. Hapo zinuzi ngomu vila watu umira. Kutibese ya ni mkutegi.
Hmm.
Kisha ino tari wa gajiro oru mnyozi. Kisha ino waze. Takati watato
aha saka muri kuti upenyu hunoda kugadzirirwa mwana achiri mucheche
upenyu hunoda kugadzirirwa uchitanga.
Aiwa tinotenda mukomati nazve saka ipapo muri kuti kana wakura nyaya dzedzidzo zvinozonetsa you have to get it uchiri mwana mucheche you know get all the education that you deserve
ichovaichisho.
Aha, aiwa tinotenda mukomati nazve nekupinda muchirongwa
Aha,
ticharamba tichimufonera mukomati nazve runare rwenyu ruri kukatakata but ticharamba tichimufonera tinotenda.
As Tinashe is saying, our situation is dire if you aren't able to start off on the right foot, as they say. Some statistics here, Ntunga, as McLeo was pointing out, you know, there's a statistic here that says that by the year 2050, one in three of the world's children will be under the 18 will be African. And they're saying that, you know, even looking at this, UNICEF and other organizations are securing to assist, you know, the young children who are affected mostly by issues of war. Looking at issues of like Central African Republic and places like that, where going along with the theme, it's affecting, you know, young people throughout the African continent.
Indeed, and also in Zimbabwe, because of the unfolding hunger situation, we have heard, you know, from legislators, NGOs, and indeed government officials saying that more and more children are dropping out of school.
Mm-hmm.
One, because of the hunger situation, you can't go to school when you're hungry.
Yeah,
on an empty stomach is
mm-hmm.
is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, some parents are really battling to raise school fees for their kids,
mm-hmm.
all because of the hunger situation and the economic situation in the country.
Mm-hmm. And Tunga, I'm hearing that there's a caller who actually sent us a message by WhatsApp. He's a 22-year-old young Zimbabwean based in South Africa, and he's a poet. And Atumra message kuti he wanted to read a poem that you are dedicated to this day. Saka Mkoma Robson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for joining us on The Connection. So we understand you have a poem you'd like to read for all our listeners.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. In my land, in my land, in my land, the sun has kissed my black lips and shined to my black face. With blessings from above, I became the best. Across rivers, the seas, and the lakes, it's full of riches that will benefit my grandchildren. But all is torn apart and I've become the worst. In my land, in my land, in my land, nothing I can do as an African child, because my father has gone away to fight, and everything in our land is so tight. Yet he's the one who's supposed to make things right. I pray to God to bring down the light. In my land, in my land, in my land, education is the key. Give it to me. As an African child, this is what I seek. But now I'm learning how to hate because of greed. Natural resources have turned my brother into one friend and one enemy. To climb above the ladder, I have to be alone in this journey. What is it that is going to stop this misery? In my land, in my land, in my land. Bring back our girls, the mothers cry. Is it how achieve your goals? I ask why. Why to take an innocent life? How do you feel if it was your child? As Africans, this is the time for us to unite and not to seek solutions outside. In my land, in my land, in my land. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's Robson there. That's what a poem.
What a poem indeed. Chimbotu Zauti, what are you doing for South Africa, Robson?
Zvandiri kuita South Africa mazuva ano ndiri kushanda ndenda kuchikoro mapart time, but ndiri kungozama nichingodaro daro.
That's good. And Robson says education is the key,
mm-hmm.
and that's very important. But what we have seen in Zimbabwe, especially these days, you know, they tell you education is the key. When you get those keys,
mm-hmm.
Find that either
unlock.
There is no door to unlock or the keys have been changed.
Indeed.
Which is very unfortunate.
Okay, Robson, just hold on the line. Chambotora, just a quick break and we will come back to you. It's a lovely poem that we want to find out more about this young, bright Zimbabwean.
Indeed. And all other our guests,
mm-hmm,
please
mm-hmm.
do stay on the line. We'll be right back. Radio listeners, good night. But there's good news.
Mm-hmm. We're streaming live on the internet and also on our Facebook pages. Go to VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele to continue the conversation with us. We'll be right back.